Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Looking at the YouTube chat right now, Benjamin, you can follow along with the program on YouTube and watch us every day. Somebody said it earlier, and it was hysterical. He said, you guys have faces for radio. No way!
Holy hell!
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God.
Did you write that one?
Ooh.
Oh, that lit me up.
Oh, wow.
Man. That is, I've never heard that one.
Because we're ugly.
Because you're ugly.
And on radio, you don't typically see the face.
So then your ugliness is hidden.
But Ben's on TV.
That's what always, when everyone says that, but I always, my answer is, but I'm on TV too. Do I have a face for radio while I'm on television? Should I not be on television anymore?
I think that's the implication. But at any rate, there's already a lot of debate on the YouTube chat about the seeding.
The drops, yeah. I mean, it's, you know, just like with the college basketball teams, there's always going to be some unhappy fans, some people who think their team was seeded too low or too high.
I can't wait.
This is just how it goes.
I can't wait until that's what's in gets zero votes. That's going to be the best part of it. If you vote for that's what's in, you're a filthy, filthy Dodger fan.
Now, does that make it an 8 seed? I feel like it could be higher than an 8 seed.
Well, yeah.
Because it was more significant than that.
You think so?
Over the course of the year.
Pretty much cost us a World Series, so I would say, yeah, that it's very significant.
But
at least a pennant.
At least a pennant.
But in its likelihood of victory, it's definitely an 8 seed. Because I can't see it winning over really anything.
I don't see it scoring one bucket. Like, I picture it going ice cold like the Aztecs with 5 minutes to play, Ben. But I, you know,
it's going
to
be like one of those high school like JV scores that make the news like once a year. It's like, oh, this JV team beat up another 125-6. Oh, man.
Matthew says, I'm absolutely voting for That's What's In. Please don't vote for That's What's In, because then it has to keep living.
Greg Elston coming up at the bottom of the hour. We've got Take on Woods here in 5 or 6 minutes if you'd like to play. No winners this week. We did have a qualifier on a tie, though, for the getaway to Las Vegas. 833-288-0973. Go head-to-head against Woodsy in our musical trivia challenge coming up at like 7:09. But call in now. I'll be first in line, better chance to be our contestant today, 833-288-0973. Watch some more World Baseball Classic. My son is so into, you know, he's going today to Phoenix.
So cool.
He's got tickets for Saturday's USA debut, and then he's got tickets for the Dominican first game and another USA-Mexico game on Sunday. So he is... he is fired up to go over there, and he's got a USA Trout jersey that he bought and is going to take with him. So, yeah, we've been watching a lot of it. Last night, Cuba finally got a win, probably too little too late after losing their first two games, but they did beat Panama 13-2. And then how about the Czech Republic? That's a fun story. They're not a team filled necessarily with Major League or even Minor League Baseball players. A lot of these guys are just guys who play baseball and have other jobs, but they qualified through the European regionals, made it to the World Baseball Classic, and won their first game against China yesterday, 8-5, which is a really, really cool story. Had a couple of games this morning early as well. Japan got their second win. They beat Korea 13-4, which
Korea
is bad news for Korea.
Two. Yeah, that's good for us. Hassan Kim
0-4 again. Did score a run, struck out once.
I mean, the way we have to look at it right now, honestly, is let's get our guys back to
Yu Darvish. Pitched 3 innings, gave up 3 hits, 3 runs, 2 earned. Let's see, in the head-to-head against Ha-Sung Kim, he got him to ground out to shortstop in the first inning. And then the second time, Kim reached on a throwing error by the third baseman. So 0-for-2 against his teammate Yu Darvish in their game in the World Baseball Classic. And, of course, Korea and Japan are traditional. That's a rivalry kind of matchup.
Yeah, big time.
And then the other game is still going on. It's did it just end? It's top of the ninth inning on my scoreboard, at least. Chinese Taipei, Taiwan, leading Italy 11-7, trying to wrap it up here in... They'd both be 1-1 if that score holds here in the next couple of minutes.
Beautiful.
That's your update from the World Baseball Classic. Tonight, 7 o'clock, China and Australia meet. Australia is 1-0. They won their first game. And then Italy and Panama will meet at 8 o'clock. And then the early morning games tomorrow will be Czech Republic, Japan, and Netherlands, China, if you really like to stay up until like 2 a.m. and 3 a.m. and tomorrow, watch baseball.
Tomorrow's a nice,
well, you got a full,
full
now,
slate.
So it's not just the Asian regions. Now, tomorrow, you know, starting at 9 a.m., you get the games in Florida, the games in Arizona. So there's games all day long tomorrow.
Colombia, Mexico tomorrow. Mm-hmm. The Dominican Republic will make their debut tomorrow against Venezuela. That's going to be a battle, my friend. 4 p.m. our time on FS1. Dominican Republic against Team Venezuela. That's going to be legendary.
And then Great Britain against the United States.
At 6.
At 6 o'clock, yeah.
Yep. And then there's an... Is that another one?
Another what?
Then there's another game tomorrow after that. Czech Republic.
Yeah, Korea.
And then
yeah.
Taipei.
Well, those will actually be on Sunday in Asia, but late Saturday here.
Got it.
So they're going to be wrapping it up a little earlier, and then the winners will come over to the United States.
Cool.
For the knockout round after pool play is over. But, you know, the games, for the most part, have been pretty entertaining, I think, from what I've been watching. And I've enjoyed the competition of the World Baseball Classic again.
It's just been the only thing for me has just been the timing of it during the work week. I had, you know, tomorrow I plan on, I guess it's supposed to pour rain. We're supposed to have our first Little League game tomorrow. More than likely, that's going to be rained out. So I think it's a great day to sit on my ass and watch baseball all day long, if the wife permits. So should be a fun one in the Woods house with two little guys trapped inside. But hopefully they'll want to watch a little bit too.
All right. Looks like we got some callers calling in. Why don't we just get to it and play today's game of Take on Woods.
It's time for Take on Woods.
Woods. Woods.
Oh, we got Tier 1 Maggie. Big supporter of the show, the golf tournament. Maggie, good morning to you. How are you?
I am well. How are you doing, Ben?
Good, very good. Woodsy has left because he doesn't get to hear this part, but you get a chance to qualify for a getaway to Las Vegas. I know you just want the pride of beating Woods here and Take on Woods, but if you do beat or tie him, you will qualify for the getaway with the tickets to see 38 Special at the International Theater at the Westgate Las Vegas on April 28th and a two-night stay at the Westgate Las Vegas. All right, to hear your category choices, Maggie. Jesus, I like him very much. Jesus in all the musical answers there. Sexy Time, 5 song titles that include the word sexy. And our new category is Shake and Bake, 5 song titles that include the word shake. So of those three, Jesus, I like him very much, Sexy Time, or Shake and Bake, Maggie, what would you like to play today?
I think I've got to do the Sexy Time with you, Ben.
Oh, very good.
Whoa,
all right.
Whoa,
sometimes,
whoa, Maggie.
Sometimes music is all about making you feel sexy.
If Woods was here, he would say, save that clip.
5 songs all include the word sexy. In the title, you know how it works. 60 seconds. Pass if you don't know one. First question is our two-second song, so listen to the music. Give me both the title and the artist to score that point, and we'll see how you do. Maggie, you ready?
Let's go.
All right, Polly, 60 seconds on the clock. The category is Sexy Time. Your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck, Maggie. Let's Take on Woods.
Justin Timberlake, Sexy Back.
Correct. R&B band Hot Chocolate sings I Believe in Miracles in which 1970s hit?
You Sex Offender.
Correct. Which 1991 debut single by Right Said Fred ends abruptly with the words for this song?
Too Sexy.
Correct.
I'm too sexy.
Okay. Correct. Rod Stewart asked what question in the title of a song that also included the line, "If you want my body."
You think I'm sexy.
Correct. LMFAO followed up Party Rock Anthem with which second hit that reached number one in early 2012?
I'm so sexy, and I know it. I'm so good at this game.
All right,
you are definitely a winner.
The only question now is whether or not Woods can match you with the tie. But hang on the line, Maggie. Paulie will get all your information during the break because we know you're qualifying for Vegas. All right, Woodsy's coming back in. All right, we got Tier 1 Maggie. She's always good at this game.
Oh, no.
Her score is locked in, and Woodsy doesn't get the category to make it even tougher.
This is...
Get ready.
She's always good.
I'm worried about you today. All right, 60 seconds back on the clock. Your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck, Woods. Let's take on Maggie.
Sexy back, Justin Timberlake.
Correct. R&B band Hot Chocolate sings I Believe in Miracles in which 1970s hit?
You Sexy Thing?
Correct. Which 1991 debut single by Right Said Fred ends abruptly with the words for this song?
I'm too sexy.
Correct. Rod Stewart asked what question in the
title? If you think I'm sexy.
Incorrect.
Ah, you bastard.
LMFAO followed up Party Rock Anthem with which second hit that reached number one in early 2012?
Sexy Taint.
No. No, I don't feel so bad about the Rod Stewart. It's Do You Think I'm Sexy, not If You Think I'm Sexy. But Maggie got it exactly right, so had to give it to her. She got all fives. And you also missed Sexy and I Know It by LMFAO, which means by a 5-3 score, Maggie is the champion today. And Maggie wins a Daily Diddy on Monday. And Woods takes the L. On
Maggie
Sexy Time.
Told me, she called her shot. She said, hey, if I win, I would like to let a listener call in and take my qualifier for the month, but I want the Daily Diddy.
Fair enough. All right.
She knows how to hit
courtesy,
me where it
hurts. Courtesy of Tier 1 Maggie, as we go to break here, let's go to the fifth caller, 833-288-0973. You can qualify for Maggie's slot in the drawing for Las Vegas. What's wrong?
Nothing. Not a damn thing, Benjamin.
Thanks, Maggie. Does she get a Daily Diddy selection? She's taking that one.
She's taking that.
All right, fair enough.
Just said that.
Fair enough. All right. You lost me on that one for some reason. All right, let's go to break. We'll come
back.
We'll
tell you
Don't
the
Do
commercial.
This with Ben and Woods on After Traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
Where did you come from, baby? How did you know I needed you? How did you know I needed you so badly?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you.
I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
Ugh, I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Can you ever really get enough of 97.3 The Fan? Catch up on anything you missed on our show with Coach, Gwen, and Chris, all on podcast right now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, time for Don't Do This on a Friday, and I'll start with an update. We played you the audio yesterday of a fed-up Fred Van Vliet of the Toronto Raptors.
Wait. Fred Van Fleet.
Vliet.
Fleet.
Fred
it?
Van Vliet.
Van Vliet?
Van Vliet.
I thought it was Fred Van Fleet.
No, Van Vliet.
Van Vliet?
Van Vliet.
Oh,
not Van Fleet. It's Fred
There's a
Van
band
Vliet.
Called Greta Van Fleet.
Yeah, but this is Fred Van Vliet.
VV.
VV.
God, that was Van Fleet this whole
no
time.
No space. It's Van and
oh, Van
then
Vliet.
Capital V, but all within one word. Van Vliet.
Is that right?
Van Vliet.
Fred Van Vliet.
Vliet.
And the audio was fantastic.
Yeah,
was,
so you know what?
Complaining about the refs.
It happens every once in a while that a player gets fed up and he decides, I know I'm not supposed to criticize the referees, and if I do, I'm going to get fined.
Yeah.
But you know what? For now, it's worth whatever they charge me. Here's what he said yesterday.
I mean, I don't mind. I'll take a fine. I don't really care. I thought, you know, Ben Taylor was terrible tonight. I thought that most nights, you know, a couple of the, you know, out of the three, there's one or two that just the game up. You know, and it's been like that a couple games in a row. Denver was tough, obviously. You come out tonight, you're competing pretty hard. The third quarter, I get a tech, changes the whole dynamic of the game, changes the whole flow of the game. And, you know, most of the refs are trying hard. I like a lot of the refs are trying hard. They're pretty fair. They communicate well. And then you got the other ones who just want to be and just kind of the game up. Nobody's coming to see that. They come to see the players. And I think we're losing a little bit of the fabric of what the NBA is and was, and it's been disappointing this season. You can look up most of my texts this year have been with Ben Taylor officiating. So at a certain point as a player, you feel it's personal, and it's never a good place to be. That's not why we lost tonight. We got outplayed, but it definitely makes it tougher to overcome.
All right, if you had to guess, how much do you think that cost Fred Van Vliet? That, what about 70 seconds of ranting about the referees.
Yeah, but like...
What's a fair price for that?
In no uncertain terms. I mean, that was... He was name-checked.
Yep.
A ref said, you know...
He knew he was going to get the fine.
I'll go $25,000.
Hey, not bad. $30,000.
Okay.
Which, I mean, for an NBA player, it doesn't sound that much, but think about that. That's like a new Honda Accord.
In 1997, maybe.
Okay, new Honda Civic, then.
That's one of those little tiny Le Cars or something. Yeah, you can't get a car for $30,000 anymore, I don't think.
Yeah, you can.
I don't think so.
My son bought his Toyota, new Toyota, for like 27. That was new. It was like 27.
A Toyota
Camry.
Yeah, for 27.
Yeah.
Brand new.
Yeah.
I think somebody got the Higgins deal on that one, buddy. You know who I am, actually?
I mean, it was like a year.
Hi, Ben Higgins.
Hi, Ben Higgins. I'm Ben Higgins from Channel 10. I'm here to buy a car today.
And Ben and Woods.
Also Ben and Woods. Something got me hot on social media. It's not sports related. You see this yesterday, Benny?
I don't know what you're talking
so
about.
Mad.
No, I
you
don't.
You never look at my Twitter, do you?
I do.
I scour yours for content, and usually works. But yesterday, I was perusing Twitter, and I saw this beautiful, beautiful video of this teacher, and he's playing Miles Davis Milestones to his third grade class.
Oh, wait, I did see this. Okay, I did see Listen. This.
Playing Miles Davis Milestones to his third grade class is amazing. Kids are all sitting quietly, attentively, and dancing and having a great time, watching all eyes on the front. And then some guy tweets this, Mark Van Patten, which has ruined my entire theory that putting Van in front of your name makes
a terrible idea.
Yeah. He says, but what did they learn? I should do it in his voice. But what did they learn that will benefit them later in life? Music education's important, but outside the classroom, or at least in middle school. Of course the kids love it. They don't have to think. And I quote tweeted, I said, we complain about every effing thing now. Everything. It doesn't matter. Here's something beautiful, sweet, and innocent. Yeah, but what did they really learn, Ben? And I wrote the guy back, and I said, let's play this forward. Kid hears Miles Davis Milestones, watching his teacher play a trumpet, and says, that's amazing. I want to know what that feels like. Dad, I want a trumpet. Becomes the next Miles Davis. Did he learn something that day? Also, I mean, people were roasting the guy in the comments. Like, yes, it's important to teach third graders that school is nothing but drudgery from the minute you check in to the minute the bell rings. We have to complain about every little thing these days. Here's something. So here's a flower. It's actually pretty ugly. Here's this. No, it sucks. I'm like, oh, my God. It's a beautiful, sweet, innocent moment. They don't always have to be learning something. Sometimes it's fun for kids to just hear transcendent music like Miles Davis's Milestones. I think that can only do good for little kids. Yeah? You guys in agreement with me here?
I would say that moment was probably the most valuable thing that teacher will do maybe in a month 100%. For those students.
Did you see him? Did you see the sheer joy and the fact that they now, and then it can go deeper and you can say, let me tell you about Miles Davis. Let me tell you about what Miles Davis had to overcome. Let me tell you about jazz. Let me tell you about how jazz was born in this country, right? Like, it's a whole, you want to talk about learning, that is the gateway to learning more. So just, you don't
have, they say like jazz is like the most American yes. form of music.
Correct.
Like, truly, like, born here in America.
Yep. And blues.
Blues. Yeah. Jazz, blues.
I mean, it's, and all that music didn't come from everything's great, everything's happy. It's like there's a deep, deep history behind it. So I'm sitting there going, I wish my kids' teachers would play Miles Davis Milestones to my children in school today, this afternoon. Listen to that. It's the sweetest thing I've ever seen. This guy just dumps on it. And I'm like, I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it here. So not sports by any stretch, but sorry. Wanted to get that out there.
All right, finally, I got to do this. It's got a little bit of everything in this story.
Like a doo-doo.
It comes from our friends at Cespedes Barbecue. Posted a little bit of a story about one of the players from the World Baseball Classic. He's a pitcher for Team Israel named Shlomo Lipitz. He's 44 years old, making him one of the oldest players in the WBC.
44.
So I had maybe knew this at some point, but I was reading about him. He went to UCSD. 22 years ago, he was a pitcher for the Tritons when he went to UCSD. Transferred from Mesa College, just about 5 minutes away from here. Then went to UCSD, was the closer for the Tritons. They were D2 school, obviously, back then. But continued to play, you know, kind of recreational baseball over the years. Has a full-time job. He's a venue booker for this venue in New York City where, I mean, he's got pictures on his Instagram of him with, like, Paul McCartney and Ed Sheeran and, you know, books all these guys, but still wanted to keep playing baseball. So he plays for Team Israel in the World Baseball Classic. Got to play for them in the Olympics a couple of years ago. Throws like 75, just kind of sidearms it up there at like 75 miles an hour. He's got this mullet. His teammates say he's just, he like dresses like a magician, one of them says. He's just, I mean, larger than life personality.
Gold tooth?
Yeah, he can put it in. He throws it in there sometimes. You know, the tweet from Sesame Family Barbecue says, at 44, he's the second oldest player in the WBC. He has a mullet and sometimes a gold tooth. He throws 75 miles an hour. He's Kenny Powers, Forrest Gump, Paul Bunyan, Batman, and Walter Johnson rolled into one. This is the legend of Shlomo Lipitz.
Shlomo Lipitz, 44 years old. 75 miles an hour out there getting it done.
Yep, and if there's one player now that I feel like I have to watch in the WBC,
no doubt,
got to be Shlomo Lipitz. He's the everyman who's still out there living his baseball dream.
The picture of him is fantastic. Those guys, they're so good at finding the little thread and pulling the thread, man.
They are very good.
Guys.
So Israel's first game is on Sunday. They play Nicaragua at 9 a.m. in Miami in their first game. I don't know if Shlomo is pitching in that game, or I'm sure he'll get in at some point, though. Obviously, Israel's not one of the big favorites in the tournament, but they're in it. They have a chance, and they've got Shlomo on their side. That's Don't and Do This for a Friday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, we got Craig Elston coming up. I know that you, last week, he recommended Dairy Girls.
It's amazing.
And you started watching it, and you're loving it.
It's one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my entire life. It's so, so good. He's on fire right now, by the way.
That's why we bring Craig on each week. It feels like one of the most important services that we provide.
Honest to God, it's like it survived the pandemic radio that we did, and we're like, we got to keep it because people absolutely love it. Myself included. I mean, Craig rarely misses with me unless it's, you know, like sci-fi. But other than that, man, his recommendations.
There's so many things that we wouldn't know about because there's just
I would have never heard of Dairy Girls. There's too much to keep track of now
in terms of streaming entertainment.
I would have never heard of Dairy
If you don't
Dairy
have
Girls.
Someone, what's
collating
the word?
Collating it, like, basically.
Yeah, that's not the word. What is that? It's like collating.
It's curating. Dynamite drop.
Thank you for the word that neither of us could pull.
Thank you, DePaul.
But yeah, Craig is our curator
of
streaming entertainment, and we have him on each Friday, and he'll have another recommendation today, and I always look forward to Craig's appearances.
DePaul Van Rindel. That's your pen name. Thank you, DePaul.
Just a reminder, country music superstar Sam Hahn will take over the Resorts World Theater for a limited two-night engagement Friday, April 21st and Saturday, April 22nd. Tickets are on sale now at AXS.com and RWLasVegas.com. But you can listen to win. Just listen to 97.3 The Fan on the Odyssey app. Every hour you listen now through March 19th equals one entry in the contest for the getaway to Las Vegas. Craig Elston joining us next here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Really sweet DM from our buddy Jeff Hamby, who works here sometimes, and he says, hey, was listening to DDT, don't do this. He said, my 4.5-year-old with learning disabilities is now in the backseat of the car humming Miles Davis after listening to it on DDT. So
it's awesome. I love
there that. You go, Van Pecker or whatever your name was. I think that isn't that it? Van Pecker? Was that not it? Van?
Don't think that was totally exactly it.
Van Patten?
Van, I thought it was Van Pecker. It's, where is it? Yeah, Van Patten. Sorry, I misspoke. Isn't that nice? Very sweet.
That is nice.
I was telling the guys, if my kids went to a school where they only played Miles Davis all day long, I think I would have better kids. I think my kids would be, I think that would be a better, I think they'd be better dudes.
You know, arithmetic.
Yeah, no need.
Not that necessary.
Not that
Miles Davis, more important.
They'd be the coolest. They'd be walk out smoking cigarettes, probably, when I picked them up from school.
That's not necessarily what you're going for in preschool.
No,
but
not really. Waiting on Craig Elston. Needs about a minute, so going to get his recommendation. One that I'm very, very interested in as well, Ben, and as soon as you hear him explain it, you'll understand why.
Okay, I'm looking forward to that. We'll get to Craig coming up. Quick golf update. We've got the Players' Championship. Second round is underway. Ben Griffin and Chad Ramey tied at 8-under, one shot ahead of Victor Hovland and Colin Morikawa. Colin Morikawa tees off later. Hovland, though, 4-under today, so he's moved up the leaderboard at TPC Sawgrass, where they have the Island Green and the $25 million purse, largest ever in PGA Tour history, going on right now.
Yeah, our golf just got canceled, too.
Yeah, the rain is coming, and just that happens.
You know what it's a good day for? Just Jersey Mike's. Sit inside, watch a little golf on TV where the weather's actually nice.
Yeah.
Driving around yesterday, it was 65. Not a cloud in the sky, and I'm like, I think these guys are all wrong. There's no way some bad weather's moving in. This is too perfect. We finally hit that day where spring starts here, but man, it's been a little chilly, a little rainy for my tastes so far.
I must say, I'm going on that golf trip,
yeah,
and we're just getting to the point of where the 10-day forecast is on the edge.
Yes,
and I'm like crossing my fingers,
because
like the worst thing would be like 3 days of just absolutely dumping rain would just ruin what has been, you know, months of planning.
Me and Pauly.
There's nothing you can do about it.
Me and Pauly, traditionally, around the day after Christmas, because we have fantasy camp in early January every year, really about the day after Christmas, getting close to New Year's, I'm texting Pauly the 10, the 15-day forecast for Peoria. I'm like, I don't know, dude. I don't know. It looks dicey. It's the rain. It looks like it could get rain.
I'm cold.
I'm psychotic about it. I check it 15 times a day just to make sure that the rain.
And 15 days is really too far out to even be that accurate. I mean, they're just guessing.
I'm looking at almanacs and stuff. I'm like just making sure. But yeah, I do that honestly for every vacation I go on. And it's almost like it almost takes away the joy of going on vacation.
Weather forecasts have gotten so much more accurate over the years. Now it's like, I'll get it. All right, it's going to be raining in 8 minutes in your area,
yeah,
and it'll last
sure
for 22 minutes, and then it should pass after that. I mean, they can really dial it in ways that when we were growing up, there was, you know, there was only a 50-50 chance that the weather forecast from the night before was even to be close to accurate.
And now I have all this snazzy golf gear on for nothing.
You look snazzy.
To go eat a sandwich at home, middle of the
Unfortunately.
Day.
All right, we'll get Craig fired up, do a little crossing streams. First, let's check traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. All right, let's go out to our premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline, where we are joined by our friend from the San Diego Sockers and the Crossing Streams podcast. Welcome Craig Elston for his regular Friday hit here with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. Good morning, Craig.
Good morning, Ben. Good morning, Woods. How you guys doing today?
Good. Great, Sockers man. Win last night up in Ontario against the Empire Strikers. Close one.
Oh, man. It shouldn't have been. 7-3 in the fourth quarter, and things got out of hand. Four goals allowed in a row. Crowd really got into it. Last one was really a gift to send it into overtime. And then 23 seconds in, we've got a kid named Christian Gutierrez, who two seasons ago earned the nickname Golden Gutierrez because he finished 3 out of 4 playoff games with an overtime goal, and he was back at it again last night. If it's overtime, it's Gutierrez. He scored 23 seconds in to get the win.
Isn't that nice, man? No, didn't have to. I mean, you dragged it out a little bit into overtime, but then once it's over, quick, get into overtime. We've only played one overtime game in the history of the Seals, and we won it with about 30 seconds in, and it was all over. And you're like, that could have gotten very, very dicey. We will see you tomorrow night at the Loyal game as well, yeah?
Yeah, I heard you guys have one of the fancy suites down there. I was listening to you guys and Steve yesterday.
You know how we do it.
Yeah, I know. I do know. I mean, bananas, ready whip. I'm sure they're going to have that just laid out for you. Big old thing of ready whip, ready to go. I'll be out there. Looking forward to, I mean, just like, don't after the goal, just be like firing off the ready whip in the air or do it. I mean, you know, whatever the mood takes you for that moment, just go, all right, I'll do it.
That's going to be on the internet forever, by the way, that video that my wife took. So
let's talk some Padres, Craig. Both Woods and I refuse to get worried about Fernando Tatis Jr. at this point, 0-16 in the spring. What do you think will be the progression here? What's the reasonable expectation and progression for Fernando Tatis Jr. as he makes his way back from not playing for, you know, a year and a half?
I think the first thing you really want to see is the plate discipline, that you don't want to see an exaggerated chase rate over what he's done in his career, because he's going to be in one of the most enviable positions in baseball, whether he's hitting leadoff and being in front of Soto, Machado, and Bogarts, or he's hitting cleanup behind Bogarts, Soto, and Machado. I mean, either way, he's going to be in one of the best lineup slots in the entire game. So you don't want to see him get out of his game and chase things, which we've seen in the few slumps Fernando Tatis Jr. has had in his big league career. That's the first thing I'm looking for. I know everyone's going to wait for the power. The answer for anyone is, I want to see him hit a homer. I want to see him hit a couple homers. I want to see him look like himself and stutter step around third base. I think the speed is going to be there. And if the on base is there, there's going to be offensive production for Fernando Tatis Jr., whether he has to walk back into his power or whether it comes back right away. I'll bet on the player and I'll bet on the career performance. And it tells me that Fernando Tatis Jr. might take a little bit, but he's going to come. And when he comes, he'll, oh boy.
Craig.
When he arrives, he'll do so gloriously.
Yes.
Much better. A bunch of deviants here on Ben and Woods this morning. It's our pal Craig Elston. I can't remember. Maybe you guys can back me up on this. I can't remember who it was. It could have been. We talked to a lot of big leaguers on this show. And am I wrong to say that I believe that there was kind of a magic number in somebody's head? Somebody told us one time for them, they said, the magic number for me, I need about 40 ABs. I think 40 was kind of that number of like, once I hit that magical 40 number in spring training or extended spring training or even in the season, like I need 40 ABs to get back and feeling like I belong at the plate again. And I'm not seeing anything from Fernando in the limited, you know, the limited ABs I have seen of him that gives me any pause. I mean, I saw some frustration the other day, which if you've ever played baseball and you're not getting hits, it's pretty standard. If you ever play golf and you can't hit a ball straight, it's pretty standard. I would expect frustration from Fernando Tatis Jr., but again, 16 ABs is not something that he should be upset about right now. And I know he's a competitor. I know he wants to win. And I just know in my heart he's going to be fine.
This week on Padres Hot Tub Woods, we did a spring training concernometer.
Yeah.
And I had Fernando Tatis Jr.'s O for the spring at the bottom of my list.
Yeah.
In terms of the thing I'm the least concerned about. If he goes O for the spring, I'm not going to love it. I'm not going to be like, yes, but it's okay. If he's still in his minor league rehab and he still hasn't gotten a hit, you know, and he still hasn't shown any of his form, I think we'll start to get a little bit concerned. And even then, you're going to wait till he gets to the big leagues to see what Fernando Tatis Jr. can do. You know why? Because spring training at bats don't mean anything.
Yeah.
Johnny Roscoe's, Ben, right?
Right.
Johnny Roscoe's. You know, I bring up two things from that spring all the time. John Roscoe's, I guess that was 2000. And then the next spring, Ichiro. Ichiro was terrible in his first ever spring training. One
ground
ball to second base after the other.
Otani
People
was
were
horrible.
Saying, well, is this guy for real? And then, of course, he wins, you know, Rookie of the Year and MVP. So spring doesn't matter. Spring doesn't matter.
I will also throw out the fact that unless they are lying to us, Bob Melvin was glowing about what they've seen from Fernando Tatis Jr. on the backfields in the simulated games against Michael Wacha, you know, home run and a double, driving the ball. It's not as though they're all, you know, wringing their hands and going, you know, we just don't see it anymore. He's not the same player. They're telling us not only does he look okay, they're telling us he really looks pretty great.
Yeah.
I mean, Bob Melvin was like drooling at what he's seen so far from Fernando Tatis Jr. So because of that, I can very easily throw out the results of a handful of spring training at bats.
Absolutely. Bet on the player. You know, I'm in two different fantasy leagues right now, and I think I might have a chance to draft Tatis in the second round of one and in the first round of a keeper league. And I might just do both of those things because I still believe in the player. I think he's one of the best players in the league. He's 24. Makes sense that he'll still be good at baseball, that he hasn't completely lost it. No one is saying that he's been robbed of it, like you said, robbed of his power, or the injuries are holding him back. It's a matter of time. The only thing is there's definitely a psychological element because Fernando Tatis Jr. wants his play to do his talking when he's out on the road getting booed. And if he's striking out, those boos are going to turn into cheers that he doesn't want to hear. So he wants to get going for himself, but hey, he's got to wait, and so we should too.
All right, Woods gave a nice tease for the show you're about to talk about on our Crossing Streams. He was very excited about it. So where are we going today, Craig?
Well, I'm excited about that. But again, I've already given you props on the air, but I'll do it to you. And Dairy Girls is amazing. I have enjoyed it thoroughly. You knocked that one out of the park. I would have never known about it. It's absolutely hysterical, and I've loved every second of it so far.
How about Grandpa Joe? He is like one of my favorite characters. Yeah. And Sister Michael. Those are two of my favorite characters.
It's truly, I laugh out loud, like roaring with laughter. It's so, so good, Craig. So great call there. Tell us about this one, though. I'm really excited about this one.
Okay, this was on our most anticipated list of the year. So when it came out, of course, I was going to check it out. And it's moved from anticipated to recommended. We're talking about Daisy Jones and the Six. This is, I believe, a limited series. I think this is going to be a one-season run. It's based on one book, a best-selling novel from the past 20 years. And it's the story of a fictional 70s rock band that catapults to superstardom and kind of breaks up at their peak. Some say, although Fleetwood Mac didn't break up, but some say it's kind of loosely based on Fleetwood Mac. I've watched the first three and part of the fourth episode. They've just dropped last night a new batch of three episodes. So there's six currently available to watch on Amazon Prime. And if you're a fan of rock and roll, if you're a fan of kind of a semi-mockumentary style, but very period piece, look at kind of the behind the scenes of what would create musical careers, what how a band could get going. You're going to really enjoy Daisy Jones and the Sixth. It's got a lot of style. But guys, what is always the barrier for a show about a fictional band? Woods, what's the barrier? I think you can answer this question without a problem.
The music's got to be believable and somewhat realistic.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
Yeah, it's
exactly.
Gotta be.
And that's always going to be an issue, because if the task to a movie, a series production crew, is create an iconic song that would have been number one in 1977,
right. Think about Almost Famous and how great the music was, like Fever Dog from Almost Famous. I mean,
A Star is Born doesn't work unless you believe the Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga's songs, and they worked. They were good enough that you could believe it. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And the good thing that is going with this show is that you do, in fact, have an all original soundtrack, that the songs that they talk about being hits are pretty good songs. Yeah. Like, they are catching in your head. And really, you're seeing, like I said, the growth of a band. It starts with Billy Dunn, who's played by Sam Claflin. We see him go as from a teenager with his brothers as the Dunn Brothers, as kind of a backyard party band, struggling. We simultaneously see Daisy Jones, played by Riley Keough, come through as a Hollywood hanger on, kind of a groupie, someone who gets swept into the scene and abused from it a little bit, winds up waiting tables. Over the course of three episodes, they come together in Los Angeles. This band is formed, and you immediately see the creative tension between the two. It's really a lot of fun, and their singing is really good, like I said. So I've actually quite enjoyed this, and as I was watching, I was thinking, this is one not only to recommend, but like, certain people are going to all out love this, and if you're as a big a fan of music as I know you guys are, I think that's going to be a big selling point, and for anyone in the audience the same way. So yeah, Daisy Jones and the Six. Now, a little soap operatic, Billy, I'm pregnant, there's a little bit of kind of a survey style of getting through what's happening with the band, and it's told in kind of a behind the music, intercut between present day and them 20 years later talking about what happened. So that's the style. Those are the only notes I would have, but a lot of the notes are good notes, good music, and I've enjoyed it. Daisy Jones and the Six, I recommend.
All right, Craig, good stuff. Now, Woods wanted to know earlier, if it rains, do they have rainouts in soccer?
Yeah, well, they play
like
in the
baseball.
Rain, right?
And I said, no, they play.
They're going to play on.
Bad weather, doesn't matter.
Is it supposed to rain tomorrow?
Yes.
like all day.
Yeah. So it could be a wet opener for the Loyal tomorrow at Torero Stadium.
Okay.
Wear your rubbers and your slicker.
Great. That's not really the info I wanted to hear. Yeah. I'm just going to tell you right now.
Yeah. Sorry to ruin your day.
Well, you look dressed for warm weather. Now, hey, I like that, Paul. We've got, if you're watching on YouTube, we actually get to see Craig and have his face along with the voice this time. So thank you, Craig.
You bet, guys. I'm going to start thinking about my life choices for the next 48 hours. I appreciate you.
I might bring my bright yellow 10 News slicker.
Do you have a slick?
I have a really, I have a big rain. It's ridiculous. It looks like
I'm actually begging you now.
Like a freeway employee, like trying to avoid. It's so bright and so safe looking. It's not a fashion statement. But
unlike the rest of your wardrobe, right? You're going to feel, guys, I don't normally wear things like this, but it's for purposes of keeping me dry.
It is.
I have nothing to shield me from the rain, and as I mentioned last week, if I bring an umbrella, I'm a beta male, according to our former.
I don't even know that some
producer.
Sporting events don't allow umbrellas, so I'm not sure what the Loyal policy is there. Craig and all of our guests appear on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads.
Paulie, bring some garbage bags that we can cut holes in.
That's fashionable. We need to do more seating for our tournament of drops. Sammy Levitt in our next hour as well on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news,
you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.